As long as there are bugs out there for them to hunt, scorpions are likely to be active, and that's roughly from March to November every year. Although adults really don't have much to fear from scorpion stings, that's not true for children, as we'll hear next in this story from Pam White.
Of the thousands of scorpion stings reported each year, the worst cases are in Arizona. Medical Director of the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center, Dr. Leslie Boyer, says children less than 5 years old are the most vulnerable.
When the tail of the scorpion inserts its little stinger in the soft skin of a small baby, a dose of nerve poison is injected under the skin, sufficient to cause every nerve in the baby's body to go haywire.
It's the bark scorpion that's so dangerous. And even though these cases are rare, Dr. Boyer made it her mission to find a cure. The anti-venom supplies had dried up in the state. However, she learned about an alternative, an anti-venom used in Mexico. It took years, but she finally got approval to test it in the United States.
A project in which we would take children who were critically ill from scorpion sting, and half of them would be given the actual antivenom, and half would be given a placebo, a fake drug. And even their doctors wouldn't know who got which. And by comparing the two groups, we would find out once and for all whether this antivenom worked.
The results were indisputable, and the findings were recently published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Not only did the antivenom work, but had other benefits too.
The first thing we learned was that antivenom works. In contrast with the children who didn't get antivenom, who were still really sick 4 hours later and continued for 24 hours in the ICU, the ones who got antivenom were better in less than 4 hours, usually less than 2 hours. They can be treated in the emergency room and released. The second thing we learned was that the dose of sedative medication that doctors have to give is so low now that we're no longer seeing the side effects from over-sedation. Children who don't get antivenom get enough sedative drug to kill a horse. It is a massive overdose of sedative drug. The third thing that we learned is going to help biologists and doctors to understand venom disease even more. We took blood samples from these children, and for the first time ever, we were able to discover the circulating venom in their bloodstream, and we're beginning to learn where it goes, how it acts, and whether maybe that venom will have hidden pharmaceuticals in it for us to discover and use in the future.
It's a little music box my aunt and uncle gave us when Dally died. It says in memory of Dally Michael Bray. It's a little music box.
Dr. Boyer says she was inspired by a little boy from Globe, Arizona, who died from a scorpion sting in 2002. At the time, there was nothing she could do. Then, in what was an incredible shock to the family, the younger brother was stung by a scorpion last year.
No one could believe that lightning had struck twice in the same family. And that little boy came to UMC, and I sat in the emergency room with him and talked with his parents, and we discussed the fact that we had an experimental drug and that every experimental drug carries risks. And we tried it, and we gave this antidote to the brother of the boy who had died. And he got well so fast. It was one of the most beautiful moments in my career.
The drug is considered an investigational drug in the United States, and it will be years before it's approved by the FDA. However, a state law was passed allowing the University of Arizona to share the antivenom with any hospital that wants to use it.
And as a result, today we have 24 hospitals in a statewide network that make it possible for anybody, young or old, who's having serious scorpion toxicity to enroll in a clinical study and to receive the experimental antivenom.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Pam White.